By and by. I give you honor, I give Amen. We bless his name. He's the Lord of Lords, he's the King of Kings, and we must bless his name. If we only consider us being alive today, seeing what's going around the world, we should bless his name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Vladimir. Thank you, Brother Joe, Brother James, for the songs.
Amen.
The brothers and sisters and the instruments, thank you very much.
Amen.
We are all with our post of duties in the Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible. We are still on our topic, the power of transformation.
Amen.
So, we seen last time I was here. Let's read on in Genesis chapter 1, 1 to 5, and then Romans 12, 1 to 2. First reading Genesis 1, 1 to 5. The Bible says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Amen.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Amen.
Second reading, Romans 12, 1 to 2. Romans 12, 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we have opened the world with our unworthy hands, with our unworthy lips, O
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Fill the world,
thank you, Lord,
that you are the one who can give the inspiration, the anointing, and the revelation.
Amen.
Speak to us, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
And listen to you.
Amen.
Let this word be the seed that is full of good land, O Lord.
Amen.
That will transform people's lives.
Amen.
Take your instruments, your servants here, O Lord, and use them as you like. For the Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let me sit there. Thank you once again for coming. We are very, you know, thankful to the Lord to see his people, his children sitting, coming to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
His, you know, valuable souls he died for. And that's why the prophet said we must be very respectful when we are coming, when we are approaching, because people are putting their, you know, everlasting life. They are coming because they believe that they are going to heaven. So that's why we must be very respectful the way we approach the word of God. And wait upon the Lord to give something that will quicken his life and his people. Amen.
Amen.
So last time we were seeing the power of transformation. We saw that when God said, in the beginning, darkness was covering the face of the earth, and there was no light. There was no life. But beneath the surface of the earth, God placed his seeds there.
Amen.
The seeds were then lying, waiting for the time to come to be manifested.
Amen.
For ages, for billions of years, they've been sitting there, and darkness was covering the face of the earth. You know, Genesis 1, I love this chapter, I love this, the book of Genesis, because in Genesis 1, you find the basic, God lays the basic, the foundation for every Christian's life. When you go back to Genesis, Genesis 1, you see the principles that God has put there. If you apply them into your life, that's the key to an overcoming life. Because there was darkness on the face of the earth. The seeds were there lying in the beneath the earth. They couldn't come up to life. But God had something in his mind. He wanted these seeds coming back to life.
Amen.
So he was about to bring conditions, an atmosphere that will manifest the life that was in the seeds. So we saw last time that God started by calling the light to exist, the light to existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And God started by separating light from darkness. Because he didn't want any confusion among his creation. He was doing a job, and he wanted things to be set clearly from the beginning. Darkness, you were there, you had your time, as I was streaming with Donnie Reagan's sermon last time. You know, it's on the devil. You do your job. It's your turn now. Prove what you are capable of. You are here in heaven. You make trouble and everything, but now the earth is there, covered in darkness. You go and prove what you are capable of. The devil couldn't do anything. But God now, he came about and he was going to prove that he is the quickening power. Bring the seeds that were lying there up to life. So he said, darkness, you go away.
Yes, sir.
Now I broke the light, and I want the light to be to shine with no interference.
Amen.
He separated them.
Amen.
He called the light day. He called the night, the darkness night. So now there was a clear demarcation. They couldn't confuse darkness and light. And he gave them names as well.
Amen.
So that everybody could know, when I see light, I know its name is day. When I see darkness, it's got a name, and its name is night.
Amen. Amen.
We saw that that principle, God applied it in Abraham's life. He called him to come out. He came out, but darkness didn't come out of him yet. And God held the blessing until there was complete separation between Abraham and darkness.
Amen.
He brought with him Lot, his nephew, he brought his father, but God, the calling of God was not for him to come out with Lot. The calling of God was for him to come out alone, to be completely separated. So from that time, God didn't change his name, because he was still together alone with darkness. As long as darkness was alone together with the light, the names were not changed yet. Abraham stayed with Lot, and his name kept on bearing his own.
Yes.
But when he started separating, his father passed away, died. There was still something holding him. Lot. And when Lot, he got rid of Lot, then God came about again. Spoke to him to renew his covenant. He changed his name. Because darkness was not lying, was not staying along with the light anymore. He gave him a new name. Not only gave him a new name, he changed his nature.
Hallelujah.
And the old man he was able now to bring life from a old body. We saw the same principle with Jacob, who was born Jacob, a liar, a crook, everything we know. And as long as he was still walking with that old nature, as long as he didn't realize that God calls for a complete separation,
Amen.
He remained Jacob.
Wow.
And things were always not working in his life. He became a runaway man. He became a fearful man. He became a coward. Everywhere he went, he made problems. Everywhere he went, things were always turning bad for him. He came to realize, he came back in himself, said, now it's time for me to make a decision. He sent his servants away.
Amen.
He sent his family away. He sent everybody away. It was a gradual separation. It was hard for him. There were things he was holding on for his time. He could separate from his friends. He could separate from his servants. But his family was still holding him. You know, he couldn't make that decision to separate himself from those things in his family that were keeping him away from God.
Amen.
But things were not improving either. So he made the decision that today, whether I meet God or I die. He sent away his family. He remained alone. And when he was alone, God came to him.
Amen.
He struggled with God. He fought with God. And in the morning, before the morning came, God saw that, seeing that everything, he has met the fulfillment, the requirement. He has met everything I require. He separated. In Genesis, I wanted light to be separated from darkness. I seen that Jacob, he accepted to get himself rid of all the things that would hold him from serving me.
Yes.
God said, it's time now to bless you.
Amen.
What's your name? He said, you know my name. I'm a liar. I'm Jacob. I'm a crook. I'm everything. All the bad things, you know, are in me. God said, okay. Now, as I did with Abraham, he took a portion of his name, he placed in Jacob.
Amen.
He took a portion of his name, H-A-M, which is Elohim, he placed in Abraham. So Jacob now became Israel. Israel means prince with God. Not only changed his name, he changed his walk as well.
Amen.
When the sun was rising that morning, they could see Jacob walking differently. People who knew him before, they could say, this is not the Jacob we knew.
Amen.
Now he's limping. There's a weakness in him. Amen.
That's right.
He's not that same person he was before.
Amen.
He's a converted, a changed
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
What was the process? He has to go through separation.
That's right.
When the separation was there, God could see that my nature can now be reflected in his story.
Amen. Amen.
So that was what we saw last time. Now we're going to see a different aspect of this power of transformation. Because you may say, okay, Brother Eli, we have to separate. Yes, I did. I've got rid of all my old friends, all my boyfriends, my girlfriends, and everything. But I don't see any difference in me. So, what would you say? God is a liar? No, God is not a liar. There are principles in the word of God.
Amen.
God placed, in Genesis 1, he placed principles there.
Amen.
Separating is good, is the first step.
Amen.
But after he separated,
Amen.
He asked the seeds to reproduce according to their kind.
Amen.
Amen. That's a second principle now we are going to see. Because you may have separated, but what kind of seed is in you? Amen.
Amen.
You have to make sure that you have the right seed. Listen to what the prophet said. In the power, God's power to transform, 1 Kings 96, the 11th of the 9th. And I thinking this morning in Genesis 1, this world was without form and it was void. Darkness was upon the earth, nothing but a complete chaos. And when this world was in that condition, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and the entire picture was changed from a total chaos to a garden of Eden. Amen. So there's that power, that transforming power is in this world. There are not histories we are telling here. There is a full power that created this world. It's sitting there. It's sitting in your hands.
Amen.
You just need a good approach
Amen.
To tap into this.
Amen.
You see a change in it.
Amen.
But if you are not taking the right approach, you make it a liar.
Uh-huh.
It's not the liar. You are the liar. We are the liars because we are not applying the prescription as it was.
Amen.
The prophet says, now God in 6,000 years has planted all these wonderful seeds and has spoke his word. It shall be this way, this tree shall be, and this shall be. Everything was perfect. And he commanded each one of these seeds, they would transform themselves into the plant of which kind of life the word of God had spoken in them should be.
Amen.
There's a principle there, the prophet is lying.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, God spoke the word. Because the prophet says those seeds were there before the foundation of the world. God planted them there.
Mm-hmm.
So God spoke a word for those seeds to exist, to lie down there. He said, you will be an oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spoken word, and that seed received that spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, sitting in it,
mm-hmm.
lying down with no life beneath the surface.
Yeah.
But it was a spoken word of God.
Yeah.
Lying down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said to the palm tree, you will be a palm tree. Amen.
Yeah.
And the palm tree said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
He accepted that in it, and it was lying down there. Amen.
Amen.
All the trees, and when God now came, there was the word sitting inside the tree.
Amen.
God's word now came with the power of the resurrection, with the power of the quickening power.
Amen.
It came now to shine upon the seeds, the word in the seed, and the word that God was speaking, it reflected through the seed to manifest the kind of life that was in the seed.
Amen. Amen.
So when God said, every seed now should reproduce according to its kind. Because he had spoken the word already.
Mm.
And the seed had accepted that word.
Yes.
Now they were sitting. Listen to what the prophet said. Are you with me?
Amen.
He said, the word seed was there before the real seed was ever formed.
Amen.
So the seed was sitting there with a dormant, a sleeping word in there. It was not something else. It was the spoken word of God that God spoke before the foundation of the world, sitting there in them. Now, when God came now to bring about, to manifest his creation, bringing the quickening power, the word seed was sitting there. And when God called now for them to reproduce, they could reproduce only what God spoke that they would be.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet keeps on saying, and every seed was perfect. The palms, the oaks, and the grass, and the birds, and the animals, and everything was in perfect order with the commandment of God. God said, don't change your nature. Bring forth of its kind.
Amen.
God put it there as a, let's say, apple tree. You are supposed to be an apple tree.
Mm.
And as long as you will live, your child will bring forth an apple tree.
Mm.
His child will bring, because that's the nature of the word you accepted before the foundation of the world. That's what God spoke about you before the foundation of the world. The oak tree couldn't become an apple tree. That's not what he received from the spoken word of God.
Amen.
Are we here again?
Amen.
So, the power of God now was at work. And the seeds were sitting there. God spoke, every seed bring forth according to its kind.
Amen.
So, when they started reproducing, you could see there an apple tree, an orange tree, and everything was bringing forth according to what seed was in it.
Mm.
And the prophet says that was the perfect will of God.
Amen.
Things were set the way God said it before. Mm-hmm. So, and everything under control to bring forth of this kind. He said, every seed, don't you never be perfected, you oak tree, Don't you never be perverted into a poor poultry.
Poor poultry.
Does it make sense?
Amen.
I don't know, sorry. Pan, don't you be perverted into something else.
That's right.
But every seed after its kind.
Mm. Amen.
And everything under control to bring forth of its kind. Mm. So, my brother, my sister, sometimes I was just saying, you come to church every day. You go back home. You come to church. It should be a blessing.
Amen.
No, we should see something changing.
Amen.
But there are some people, I'm not pinpointing anyone. They are principles. We are talking about the principles of the world. Mm-hmm. When he was in the world, he was a bad man. He was a bad woman. But when he comes to church, he becomes the worst man or a worst woman. My brother, my sister, these are the principles that we learn in Genesis 1. You will reproduce what is in you.
Amen.
That's why you have to make sure that the seeds that's in you is the seed of the word of God.
Amen.
That's why God is calling for complete separation.
Yes, sir.
Because you may end up coming to church, instead of being a blessing, it may become a curse for you. Amen.
We'll
see it in the Bible. We'll see many examples in the Bible where people coming to church, which should have been a good thing, transforming them, bringing them to heaven, but it brought them closer to hell. Amen.
Amen.
Because they didn't respect this principle in Genesis.
That's right.
Genesis 1 is the root, is the key to everything in our lives.
Wow.
If we get to the roots, if we get to the point, my brother, my sister, you will live a victorious life.
Amen.
God never changes principles.
Amen.
They are there. They are made for us to respect them.
Amen.
They are made for us to comply with them, and you will see the hand of God.
Amen.
Don't blame God, because sometimes, as humans, you may see, I know brothers, I know sisters back home, they're backslidden because they say, no, these things, they don't work for me. They are not made for me. My brother, I love you, but I don't want to do it anymore because I've tried everything, but it doesn't work. Because they didn't apply the principle.
Amen.
It should be applied.
Amen.
God says, every seed must reproduce, must bring forth according to its kind.
Amen.
So let's see now why you become a worse person when you come to church or you just see things, you are just turning around in a roundabout, kind of. You are not going forward. You are not progressing. There is no evolution in your life, your spiritual life. Why? We have to go back to the roots and understand. Abraham says, what kind of a seed you are that shows just what's in you. You can't hide it. Whatever you are inside, it shows outside.
Amen.
You just can't keep from it. You can't make that tree anything but what it is. See, it's going to be that way. The Holy Spirit transform the seed that's on the inside of it. No matter what kind of seed it is, it will transform it.
Amen.
If it's evil, it will bring forth evil. If it's a hypocrite, it will bring forth a hypocrite. If it's a genuine word of God, it will bring forth a genuine son or daughter of God.
Amen.
These are the basics,
brother.
These are the basics, sister. So, just examine yourself. Just examine yourself. You come to church, nothing. You are still a cook. You are still a rabbi. You are still a prostitute, an adult, or whatever. And instead of, because there's a danger. There's a danger. When the rain falls, the word of God we hear,
even
rain.
That's
right. And when the rain falls in a field, you will see the good seed growing and the bad seed growing. And sometimes the bad seed you know, get away better, is better off than the good seed. The word will hear. If you have the bad seed in you, the word will come to manifest that bad seed. It will come to manifest it. We are coming to church. Brother, let's go to church. We are going to church. You have the bad seed. The other have the good seed. You come to church. The rain falls. It blesses the bad seed. Blesses the good seed. You see your friend, you know, progressing in the spiritual life. You were a rubber. You were a crook. You become a better crook.
Amen.
You were a prostitute. You become an expert prostitute.
Yes, sir.
That's not. She goes to the same church with you. How come you have a different kind of life? Yes, because you didn't receive the same seed. Are you with me?
Amen.
We have to get to the bottom of this principle.
Hallelujah.
So that we can understand. Because God, if today God has brought this message, because when we were in our churches, we are reading these things, but we couldn't get to the behind the scene to understand the secret of the life behind these things. But the prophet has come today, the same Genesis 1 we read since we were in our childhood, the same Genesis 1 we are reading today, one verse, we can make a 1 month sermon.
That's right.
In that one verse, you can see the greatness of God.
Hallelujah.
You can see the the last judgment. You can see the rapture. You can see everything in one verse. Because what? We have received the prophet.
Amen.
The light has come. And the light is shining now.
Hallelujah.
World, and we have a different view of the world. Amen.
Amen.
So, we are going to see now why. Why some Christians, let's call them so, because they are children of God. But they are just taking a bad approach to the word of God. We can't dismiss anyone. We just want to show the secret, the tactics of a victorious life. And if you apply them, that demon in your life is going to work.
Amen.
If you apply it, that thing that has been bothering you for years, today it's going to run out.
Amen.
Because when God said the light shouldn't stay with the darkness ran away. In this room today, if it was darkness, we come, we switch on the light, you see all the darkness ran away.
Amen.
Just apply the principles.
Amen.
So, let's see one example in the Bible. Abraham says in Genesis 3, I think. I don't have the verse with me. But he's speaking about Cain and Abel. He says, Cain, what such a person as that? He was very religious indeed. Now, if religion is all that you have to have, then God was unjust by condemning.
My right. Amen.
Because Cain was a church member. You know that?
Yes.
Cain, I think maybe the idea of going to make an offering, it may, just me saying, it may have brought up the idea. No, my brother Abel, can we go and make an offering? Abel said, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's go. It may have suggested the idea. He was a good church member. Abraham says, because he was religious, he was just as religious and sincere as Abel was. Now remember, he thought of God. He worshipped God. He had a church. He built an altar. He made a sacrifice. He prayed. He worshipped. But he was rejected.
My. Amen.
So, Cain was a church member. He was going to church every Wednesday, every Saturday, whatever day. His Bible, let's go to church. Because their parents told them about God. And he knew God exists. And he knew we have to offer something to God to be happy. So, it's the same thing. We come to church. But listen, see now the manifestation of the seeds that were in each one of them. And one more thing to notice about Cain. Me and you, we can boast ourselves. We go to church, we have a good pastor, we have a good deacon, whatever you can say. But Cain, God himself was his creature. You know,
Hallelujah.
It was not someone beating Cain. It was God himself with his spoken word, teaching Cain, preaching Cain a sermon. You see how dangerous it is to have a bad seed in you.
That's right.
Even if God comes himself down to preach to you, you won't change.
That's right.
You won't get changed.
Amen.
Instead, you will get worse. Amen.
Amen.
Because the seed that's in you is not the right kind of seed. Amen.
Amen.
So Cain was preached by God himself. God came down and said, Brother Cain, listen, what you are doing is not good. What's wrong with you? Oh no, but you see, you are blessing my brother, you are not blessing me. But Cain, but I want somewhere else, he said, Cain, go and ask your brother. That's the simple thing to do. Instead of getting frustrated or whatever, go and ask your brother, Brother Abel, what did you do to be accepted? Abel, being a child of God, he won't hide it from you. He will tell you, my brother, listen, I did this. That's how you see my life change. This is my secret. God came down to preach to Cain. But instead of him accepting the word of God, the more he listened to the word, the more hardened he became. The more he received the spoken word of God, the more evil revealed in him.
My mind.
Before he was even respectful to God, amen. Before he could say, my brother, let's go and worship God, amen. Before he could say, let's go and take his best, I don't know, seeds or whatever, to go and offer to God. He had some consideration for God.
Sure.
But the more he stayed in the presence of the light, the more he stayed in the presence of the spoken word,
amen.
That bad seed that was in him started manifesting more
amen.
And more. Amen.
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 So, instead of him being changed in the right way, the power of transformation, because the word of God has the power of transformation.
Amen. Amen.
But it will transform you only according to the kind of seed that is.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
So the power of transformation started doing its job in Cain. He was respectful to God, but now he starts asking God, am I my brother's keeper? So he became insolent.
My wife, Eric.
He was respectful first. He had some kind of respect, some kind of reverence to things of God.
Hallelujah.
But the more he listened to the word, the more he became impolite to God.
Right.
So that's why sometimes you see some brothers in church, they just become, you know, those rebels, brothers. You know, the word has manifested its power of transformation
amen.
In them. Since they didn't have the right kind of seed, it's bringing that nature of rebellion in
them. Amen.
It's bringing out that nature of bad behavior in them, because that's what was laying in them. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
So, Cain started manifesting this nature. He started with him being jealous. God seeing him being jealous, he came to help him. The pastor came to help him. But he became irreverent to the pastor. The pastor told him, Pastor God told him, be careful. Sin is lying at your door. If you are not careful, you'll go further. It didn't do him any good. He went from bad to worse. Instead of only being irreverent to God, it produces another character of God.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes. Amen.
So, the power, the transforming power of God in Cain, the spoken word of God, it had still that power. It came. Cain received that spoken word of God. It brought forth what was inside him.
Yes.
So don't wonder why things are not good for me. Why am I still the same even not the same, worse. A worse liar than what I was before. Why am I still the worst? I don't know. You name them. Because if we are bringing up this, it's for us to understand the principle and go down and deep down and root all those things in us for us to have that, clean light, where God can come and manifest His power.
Amen.
So we see that Cain, after being pushed by God, after being, counseled by God, whatever God could do, as long as he didn't have the right seed in him, it manifested what? Because the principles remains the principle.
Amen.
Bring forth according to your kind.
Yes.
The only thing Cain could do was to unroot, to take away all those things in him and plant the seed word, then he could manifest it.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Another example. We are just going to take two, but they are very significant examples. So you will see the danger. My brother, my sister, I prefer you not to come to church.
Amen.
Coming to church is good. Even from your home, listening to the message, I prefer you not to do that. If you are not sure that you have received the right seed,
amen.
If you are not sure that what's in you is the spoken word of God, because what you are listening to is the spoken word of God, which has the power in it to bring forth what is in you.
Amen.
That first, by making sure that what it is in you is the right kind of thing.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time we'll understand, this brother, this sister, that the kind of person it was, she was or he was. But this is not our aim.
Amen.
Our aim is to reveal, to show, to shine the light on the world so that God can illuminate your way and then you can live that victorious life that we are aiming for.
Amen.
Amen. There was another brother. His name was Judas Iscariot. Amen. He was a very good brother. He was an administrator. Sometimes we come to church, we think, us people standing here, it's a pity, Sometimes you just go and read and prepare a sermon for the people there. It's not for me. I'll be a very... It will be pitiful for me if what I'm saying is not coming back to myself.
That's right. Amen.
Because sometimes we think it's only the people in the pew. It's them. You. No, it's God speaking. For now, it's not Brother Eli speaking. It's God speaking to the church. Speaking to myself as well.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Let God help us. Let God help us to take this word and apply it in our own lives.
Amen.
So
amen.
That it will be a real blessing for the church.
Amen.
A real blessing for you, my brother, for you, my sister, and for myself. So, amen. When Judas was there, a treasurer in the church, very good, respected position, but he didn't have the right kind of seed in him. He was still a thief. That thing was still in him. He was struggling. He was sitting in the presence of the Son of Man himself. He was sitting in the presence of God made flesh himself.
Amen.
He could have gone and said, told him, my friend, because they were friends. Jesus was calling them friends. My friend, as you see me every day, you see that money we keep our savings there. I pick some to do my own business. And sometimes things you say, I don't fully agree with you, But he kept it in him. He cherished that sin in him. It's a real danger for us. Having your favorite sin You know, sometimes it happens like that. You have your favorites.
Amen.
You say for drinking, no, I don't drink anymore. Girlfriends, no, I don't drink. But gambling, 70 millions. You cherish it and you nourish it. That was the kind of good that is carrying. There, say, this is my friend, you know, even if I do this and that. But he was ignoring that his friend of his, the words he was saying, it was the quickening power that created earth and heaven. It was the quickening power that would manifest, not only manifest, but make that seed in you grow to its full potential.
Yes.
So he kept on playing around with Jesus. It went from stealing in the savings. One day, it was maybe just thoughts. It's still this, still that. But the more Jesus preached, the more the Son of Man spread the word on the seed, the more he started manifesting. One day, a good woman, a good sister, came crying for her sins, seeking for forgiveness, praying, worshipping the Son of Man. But in him was not happy. That small seed that was there, stealing, it came to manifestation at a further step, at a higher step that day. Said, Lord, you know, 300, I don't know what currency they were using at that time, but big money. Maybe 300 million euros. Lord, if we could take that money and go and help the poor. You know that woman, see what? Sometimes the bad kind of seeds in you may make you do things that will be blasphemous to God.
Amen.
Just understand that. Judas, instead of praising God, instead of being thankful to God for this repentant woman, him, he was seeing his selfishness motives. He was seeing his interest in what the woman doing. He was seeing money. He could have saved the money and help the poor, but the Bible says it was not because of the poor that came. It was for himself. He was, you know, he was selfish. He wanted to keep the money. And God said, okay, that was another step in the fulfillment of his bad egos. Amen. The more he stayed in the presence of the light, the more Jesus, the Son of Man, kept on preaching the word. Because the word will be always preached.
Amen.
The word, when God said, let there be light, from that day until today, the light keeps on shining.
Amen.
You won't forbid, you won't, you know, stop the light from shining. The word will be preached always.
Amen.
Amen.
You better go and hide, but you have heard it already.
Yes.
You know, that one portion you have heard, wherever you go, it will be there.
Right.
It will follow you, and it will manifest that nature. Wow. It was good for you not to listen. Remember that day the message was preached to you. You could have said, and went. You could have escaped. But now, you have heard it. We have accepted it. Change. And we are going to talk about change. What change is exactly.
Amen.
So, Jesus kept on preaching that nature that started with small, you know, petty cash stealing, it went on to blaspheming or taking bad, wrong position against the preaching or the proceedings of the church. One day, that seed came to full manifestation. It came to full manifestation. He went and betrayed the Son. He was sitting in church. He was being preached. He was receiving the light. He was receiving the same power of transformation. And the power of transformation did the job in him. The word of God is not powerless. It
Amen.
Is powerful, but
Amen.
It will do according to the seed that
Amen.
Is given.
Amen.
It worked for Judas.
Amen.
It worked for Cain. It will work for you.
Amen.
That's the bad side. Amen.
Mm.
We are going to turn to the good side now. Amen.
Amen.
So you are not Judas Iscariot. You are not Cain. We are going to take the good people. Amen.
Amen.
But be just careful. We are emphasizing on that side because there is a real danger.
Amen.
And better be overzealous,
Amen.
You know, than playing around in the border.
Amen.
Because it's a very dangerous life.
Amen.
You don't want to play around there because Amen. If you go too far, you may end up yourself, you know, we don't know. You understand? So, I remember a few months ago in the border between my country, the Congo, and Rwanda, there was a soldier, you know, he was patrolling along the border, but he didn't know he had crossed already into Rwanda territory. So, since Congo and Rwanda, we are at war for the last 10, 15 years. So, the man was just shot, with no notice, because he was playing along the border.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous for us to play. You better be sure that you are in the good side.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you want to be in the wrong side, be sure. Brother, sister, there's no need for you to come and sit, you know, and sin secretly. There's no need. If you want to sin, me, if I want to sin, I'll go and sin seriously. You know, there's no reason for me not enjoying life because of Brother Valdas or whatever. No. If you want to sin, go and sin seriously.
Amen.
And if you want to come here, come seriously.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You say, no, now I'm done there. Now I'm here.
Yes,
there's no
sir.
Point for you missing your good life, you know, lusting it from far and being here as if it was a duty. No. When we come here, we have, you know, for second.
Yes.
We have come here to be
reinforced.
Not to play along the border.
Amen.
It's very dangerous position. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you want to go, you go. But you'll come back.
Okay.
If you are still, you know,
Amen.
If God is still merciful to you. Otherwise, there's many dangers there. And the devil, when he catches you, after all the bad, you know, bad things you have done to him, being here.
Hallelujah.
don't try, okay? Let's just stay here.
Amen.
And worship God and go to heaven.
Amen.
When you go back there, he will deal with your sins.
He's waiting for you.
Amen. So, we see this principle. Very important in our
lives. Amen.
And so, what to do then? What to do? I come to church, but my life is still not good. I come to church, I still see these things developing in my life, I still see this and that. God, oh my Lord, change me. I pray, change me, Lord, change me. My brother, my sister, as long as that bad seed is still in you, God will not change the seed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The prophet is clear. He said, don't change your nature. Bring forth according to your kind.
Amen.
The thing to do, make sure you go into an emptying process. Amen.
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 Just make sure that you are going to the true and emptying process to get rid of all of these seeds that you received in your previous life. Amen.
Amen.
That's the process. We see Paul. God, if you can give us Galatians 1. Galatians 1, 11 to 18. He said, Paul said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of a man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him along the heathen, immediately I conferred no with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. Paul, after meeting the pillar of fire, he was a well-trained man from a very good family, from a rich family, went to the best schools, and he was serving God, what he was thinking serving God, with, you know, overzealously. Very good, killing Stephen, doing this, doing that. But when he met the pillar of fire, Paul understood that I met the quickening power. This quickening power, if I want it to produce the effect that it wants me to produce, I have to empty myself first. Because if I keep these things in me, it will only going to produce what I was doing before, even in a bigger portion. Amen. So Paul, instead of going straight to start doing what he was called for, he went into the desert. He went into hiding for 3 years. It took him 3 years to get rid, to empty himself, and become an empty ground in which God could plant his new seed. Amen.
Amen.
Because Paul understood the principle of the seed that lies in you. The seed will reproduce only what is in you. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul knew there shouldn't be any mixing between this, what the pillar of fire I met in the road and what I received before. So for it to bring its full effect in me, I need to go back, get rid first. But what I'm saying is, in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Paragraph 316. Paul went down, then till he got all of his ecclesiastical stuff cut off of him, down at the backside of the desert, for 3 years and a half, down there in Arabia, until he learned the word, and the word became him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the key.
Amen.
For Paul to become the big apostle, the great apostle we know today, he knew that he had to go back there, sit, start that process of emptying himself.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, for you to reflect that life that is taught in this Bible, that life that is taught in the message, go back in the desert.
Amen.
Amen.
Go back and empty yourself.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Get rid of all these things. We have been Jehovah Witnesses, we have been Baptists, we have been Adventists, whatever you know, you name it. We have been, you taught things. We have received seeds. And all these seeds, they are sitting there. If you don't go through that process of purification, they will bring forth. They are there lying, waiting, because you are sitting in the presence of the spoken word of God, those things will come out.
Amen.
If you have received the seeds of science, you know, we have been to schools, we have been taught this and that, we have been, and we have accepted these things. My friends, we have to go through that process.
Amen.
We have to go through that process of emptying until you become completely clean, and then place the word.
Amen.
Don't take the word and put it in the midst of that confusion. It won't work. Before God starts working in you, he has to separate you from those things first.
Amen.
These are the principles, as simple as that.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to get separated first, and then the work can start.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you have these things in you, just go back in the desert.
Amen.
We don't ask you to go to sin here today. You know, you'll get killed there. You're a Christian. It's not bad to be killed for Christ, you know.
Amen.
But it's not literally going back to your bed. Into your closet.
Hey.
Into your room. In the church. We have this room, we rent it, you know. We pay monthly. It sits here day after day. It's an open place for anyone to come
Amen.
And pray.
Amen.
Come and pray. Come and read the message. Come and, you know, consecrate yourself to the Lord. This is our desert. Come in your house. Find somewhere. Go somewhere. Hide
Amen.
Yourself. Make sure that all these things in you have been unrooted.
Amen.
That's the key to a victorious life. God, please change me. No, God won't change you. If you have that seed in you, God will manifest that seed. God change me means I'm getting rid. God help me get rid of this,
Amen.
That, and that. And then you feed me with your word.
Amen.
So that the word will start to manifest its life in me.
Amen.
That's the secret to a victorious life.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'll only be, you know, doing that roundabout driving. But about the one who started the ministry, I don't have the time to read everything. I think we spoke about it once here when we are talking about the prophet in the Sunday school. God showed him, because it was the morning he was preparing to build his first, to lay the cornerstone of his first tabernacle. So he was so excited that day. Early in the morning, he saw a vision. God showed him the vision. He was happy. He was going to build his own tabernacle. So God showed him a vision. He showed him the tabernacle, the way it would be. He was happy. The pulpit was there. Everything the way he wanted. He dreamed to have his tabernacle. He was so excited. But the voice told him, this is not your tabernacle.
Amen.
He said, what? He said, yes, this is not your tabernacle.
Amen.
Come, I'm going to show you your tabernacle. He brought him into a kind of grove, and there were trees on both sides, on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
And there were buckets, trees planted in buckets,
Amen.
And they achieved a certain height, and they were stuck there. He was seeing all those trees all around. But he noticed there were two empty buckets, one on his side, one on the other side. He asked him, why these buckets, why are they empty? God said to him, you have to plant in those empty buckets.
Amen.
The message, it has come to be planted in empty vessels.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God don't want us to come along with our, it's good to have PhDs. We are not against education. But if PhD is not in your spirit, is in your soul, that's what the education we don't want here.
Amen.
That the education that will bring you to hell. Because it's meant, it you know, designed to nourish your spirit. It's meant to stay in the spirit for this earthly life. But you must be very jealous with your soul. Your soul must be, you know, must be impregnated by the word and sealed up. Whatever comes, it will stay there. The spirit in the body, just to help us live this life. But I want him so that he planted in one empty bucket there, in one empty bucket there. And after he just finished, those seeds grew very quickly and they reached the sky. Let me read.
Amen.
And then I noticed it is in the present stage of my ministry. And then I noticed to my right hand and to my left hand, there was an empty bucket on either side. And I said, what about these? And he said, you are to plant in them. So I pulled the limb from the tree to my right and placed it in a bucket on the right side, and the limb from the left and placed it in the bucket on the left side. Quickly they grew all the way into the skies. Amen.
Amen.
So those trees, those seeds that he planted in empty buckets, they grew up quickly to the skies. And if you keep on reading, you'll see the pillar of fire came it shone above the streets.
Amen.
They yielded fruits. They were gathered.
Amen.
And they was ready for the rapture.
Amen. Amen.
So, that's the principle. Get rid of yourself.
Mm.
Get rid of
Amen.
All those things that keeps you from manifesting
mm.
the nature of God.
Amen.
Rapture, that's the same principle.
Hallelujah.
Rapture won't come until you have that seed word in you. On
Amen.
Its own, doing, manifesting. Because the full potential of God will bring that seed to full manifestation. It will transform it until one day gravity won't have power in you anymore.
Amen.
Because you have received the word. The prophet says, we are going to close now. Enoch was translated from death by God's transforming power. What did God do that for? For a type of the rapturing church that's coming. Yeah. Oh God, that word has to come to pass. It's God's word. Plant it in your heart if you want to go in the rapture.
Amen.
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 It's said in a very simple manner.
Yes.
But it's very powerful.
Mm.
If you want to develop that simple faith, you know, plant it in your heart if you want to go in the rapture.
Mm.
What is the rapture? The rapture is the word in you. Because that word will start like a seed.
Mm.
And the more it receives the spoken word, it received, it fed by the stream of spoken word, it will start developing. It will start transforming itself in you. It starts, you know, subjecting this body of yours. It becomes more and more powerful in you, such as one day that transforming power of the word that you receive will make that word you blessed in you to a level that it will rapture you.
Amen.
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 So, if you want to be Christian, genuine, bless this word in you.
Amen.
I believe it was Ezekiel. God said, take that coal and eat it up. That the prophet and the word will become the same. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the secret, my brother. That's the secret, my sister.
Amen.
A victorious life, separation, that's one step. Second step, make sure that the seed that is in you is the right seed.
Amen.
When the word is being preached from the pulpit, be very careful. Your attitude toward that word.
Amen.
Because it's a seed. The spoken word that created, that transformed that chaos into a garden of Eden is the same spoken word which is being preached. If you look at the preacher and say, oh, he doesn't even speak in good English. Be careful that that power will come and make that seed develop in you. And you become the best critic in the world.
Amen.
You may look at the preacher with eyes of lust. That spoken word that's coming out, it will just come to nourish that power of lust in you. And not knowing it, you become the more and more, and you know, induced, the more and more involved in lusting. And you develop some character. You don't understand where did it come from. Be very careful when the word is being preached.
Amen.
Amen.
The, this word has a very, it is very powerful.
Amen.
And your attitude in receiving it, you must be very careful.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will develop a nature. You won't understand where it is coming from. Because you didn't have the right attitude. Because you left that bad seed in you, being, you know, nourished by the word, and it will develop that.
Amen.
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 So to close, the prophet says, I'm just going to read this. Oh, wandering stars, you with the desire in your heart, you've got to have it. Or you wouldn't be sitting here this morning, this evening. You are children of God. You are sons and daughters of God. Otherwise, you wouldn't come There's many things to go out there. There's many things. You could go to a disco, you could go to this, sit home, watch YouTube, or whatever. But if you have taken that, made that effort to come, it means you are a child of God.
Amen.
Otherwise, you shouldn't be sitting here. So, just don't miss the point.
Yes.
Your effort, your sacrifice shouldn't be something that you will regret after. Because you came and you went worse. Because the prophet says, you don't go away the same you came.
Amen.
You came better, closer to God, or further from God. You came better, you came out better, or worse. So your efforts, you sitting there in the pews, it should be rewarded by you being transformed to a child of God.
Amen.
Not by you being transformed to a child of hell. Amen. The prophet says, you wouldn't be sitting here this morning, and you wouldn't be in those churches and auditoriums and things you are in across the land. If something didn't bring you in there, some person spoke to you, don't go any further. There is a washing of the water by the word that will make you white as snow. Oh, sons of God, listen. Don't stay in the deformity. Come out of it.
Amen.
God bless you.
Could you give us the pause in the oil and the wine, please?
Oh,
be a curse. We have received this word because we want to go to heaven. Because we want to pull, we want to draw fully the benefits of the power that's in this world. So there's no point of us sitting here, coming day, night, day after day, for years, just to manifest the wrong kind of life. So this is an opportunity given to each one of us now to speak to God, asking Him to help us. There's no need for us cherishing our devil. There's no need for us being friends with the devil. He's not our friend.
Amen.
That sin, that thing that you keep jealously in your life, is not your friend.
Amen.
It will just lead you to hell. It will just lead you to your damnation. That's why the principles are clear and simple. Let the right kind of seed enter in you, and it will reproduce. It will bring forth a son and a daughter of God. It's time now for you to examine yourself and see all those bad things that are going to mix themselves with the word, so that the word will be with no effect in your life. It's not that time now. God is calling for a complete separation. God wants a clear demarcation between you, the son and daughter of God, and those bad things. Let's just commit ourselves into His hand now and pray for forgiveness.
Father, we thank you for your kindness and mercy, Lord, that you have given unto us this night. Father, Lord, we believe, Lord, Father, this was a word in due season, you planned and you paid for, O God, even before, Father, this day was here. And Lord, even long before we knew, Father, Brother Eddie would stand here. Father, Lord, which to us we believe is just a voice, is just a speaker. Lord, you can amplify your word. And Father, we are grateful tonight. Father, for this word, when is the Lord? Father, for Lord, Father, Lord,
I will go.
meditate upon this word, my brother. Meditate upon this sermon. This is the key to your victorious life. This is the key to your rapture. This is the key to your change. Don't let the devil keep on pulling over you. Don't keep him, he's not your friend. Just kick him away. Kick him out with all his seeds. And let the Son of Man come. And you'll be happy to see that things will start moving smoothly. And you'll become a true believer, a true Christian, reflecting the nature of God.
Heavenly Father, your children, we have prayed. We have committed ourselves, Lord, into your hands. And even looking at that song that says, "Search me, O God, and know my thoughts today. See if there be any wickedness in me." Lord, cleanse me from every sin.
Amen.
And make me whole again.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, even before the foundation of the world, by your foreknowledge, Lord, you predestinated us, Lord, to conform into the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. But something happened, Lord. Sin came in. Through our first Adam. And then, Lord, we found ourselves all walking according to the course of this world, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and opening up our minds, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Amen.
That according to the time of grace, Lord, and according to Lord Jesus, your promise that every word will be fulfilled. You fulfilled your word, God.
Amen.
By sending us a prophet, Lord, to bring us back to our estate, our Lord's estate.
Amen.
But here we are, Lord Jesus. We might have not done it rightly, Lord. Even as Peter said, repent. We might not have separated totally, Lord, from the darkness that was in us. Lord, many of us, we are weak, O God.
Yes, sir.
So this evening, Lord Jesus, according to your word that has been preached, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you.
Amen.
We are weak, but thou art strong.
Amen.
Father, there are many things that easily besets us, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we confess from the deep of our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord, we need your quickening power.
Amen.
Lord, wherever, Lord Jesus, we are weak, Lord. We need, Father, for you to quicken us up, Lord.
Amen.
Forgive us, Lord, our mistakes and our
sins. Amen.
And Father, once again, let all our nature be crucified, Lord.
Amen.
With you, Christ, Lord Jesus, that, Father, we will be buried completely with you according to your death, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we will receive the same resurrection to the newness of life, O God.
Amen.
Father, help us, Lord Jesus. We thank you that, O God, you have made this provision for us.
Amen.
And we know your word will be fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
As you have said that, O God, you have known us and have predestinated us for us to conform to the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know that, Lord Jesus, we will reach there.
Amen.
We need, Lord Jesus, the quickening power. Father, this evening, we surrender ourselves to you.
Yes.
We want to remember our precious sister who is still going through the transition of God, carrying the gift, Lord, in her womb, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we commit her into your hands.
Yes.
That the days that are remaining, Lord, we will continue, God, to strengthen her.
Amen.
Father, we pray that we will rejoice together, Lord. The day the gift, Lord Jesus, will come out, Lord.
Amen.
And we pray, committing the family into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Keep them safe, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Father,
You brought us from our various homes.
Yes.
You granted us generosity. We want to go back, Lord. Father, once again, we ask the Lord Jesus, we granted the same journey mercies, Lord.
Amen.
And even at this hour, we are remembering, Lord, our brethren who are not here. Many are to work of God. Many also, for good reasons, Lord, they are not here. But the word that we have received, Lord Jesus,
yes,
you are the omnipresent God.
Amen.
So wherever they are, O God, touch them.
Amen.
Let them receive the same quickening, O God.
Amen.
Father, we commit our pastor into your hands.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you continue, God. Oh, to be under your leadership, under the light of God.
Amen.
And so the Lord, the bride, your children, your chosen, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, the day that you come, Lord, we will not find ourselves wanting.
Yes.
And once again, we want to commit the rest of the week into your hands.
Amen.
Our meeting on Friday, O Lord, it's a day of consecration, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will continue to sweep over us, O God.
Amen. Yes.
Even the Sunday that will be coming, Lord.
Yes.
All into your hands. Father, we look unto you. And we believe that, Lord, as you have promised to be in the midst of your church.
Yes.
That's where, Lord, we always look to. And Lord, you will take over in every situation that, Lord, we will through our worship and songs and word that will come all, Father, into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
Once again, Lord, we want to take the word that we have received tonight, Lord, into our closest, Lord. And Father, we pray, help us, Lord.
Yes.
To totally, totally separate ourselves,
amen,
from darkness, yes, and allow the light to come in,
yes,
to lead us through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can bring. everything we